Our destination was County Monaghan, Ireland, just south of the border with Northern Ireland. The mission, find Castle Leslie, an eccentric castle full of ghosts and history, most recently prominent as the wedding locale for Sir Paul McCartney. As we pulled up on a Saturday evening, on a long circular drive beneath towering grey gables, we were told that our host, Sir John, age 84, was out nightclubbing. An exaggeration, I thought, but at 3 in the morning, from my room above the drive, I heard someone with a patrician accent thank a driver for seeing him home. The next day, before introducing us to the ghosts of the castle, we met Sir John. It was indeed he who'd been coming home in the pre-dawn hours from the disco.
Until about 2.5 years ago, I heard of discos. I thought they were dark, gloomy places with a few people dancing, you know. Then I went to one. And I was absolutely amazed. It cheered me up. And this tremendous music gets in our bones.
Bones have a lot to do with a place as old as this one. The Leslies date back to the 10th century. They claim to be related to Attila the Hun. The American Lady Randolph Churchill, known as Jenny Churchill, was Sir John's aunt. He's a willing host and will give you a tour. This evening, we had to fetch him away from feeding the peacocks, and he graciously changed from his deerstalker cap and Wellington boots into his evening cravat and dinner jacket, just for us. After dispensing with the family crest and assorted portraits and bric-a-brac, we went up a huge double staircase to the mauve bedroom. Who has slept in the mauve room?
Oh, now, it being the principal visitor's room, Lady Randolph Churchill always slept there, Winston Churchill's mother, W.B. Yeats, the poet, Mick Jagger.
He was here at Castle Leslie?
He did. He stayed here twice. Would you like to see the haunted room?
Of course. Who wouldn't want to see the haunted room? One guest told me that the night before he'd seen the cupboard open and close in my room, which may be why I was awake at 3 in the morning, anticipating a ghost looking for its clothes. And there's lots of room to look. 29 bedrooms, 70 rooms. Room for a lady who roams the haunted gallery. And there's also a sinister ghost who frequents an upstairs bedroom filled with Victorian stuffed animals. The ghost seems to like the bed there.
Some people who sleep in it say it goes up in the air. Some people say somebody comes and pushes down. Other people say the door opens and slams all night long. Mm-hmm. But Giuliano Marconi, a great friend of ours in Rome, said, I must spend a night there. I want to see what happens. And he said he never had a more peaceful night in his life.
Mm-hmm. The story of the bed is that it belonged to Sir Gotthard Oxenbridge, a courtier of Henry VIII, who had the unpleasant habit, as Sir John puts it, of eating the flesh of children. The story goes that the townspeople got him drunk and, with a double-handed saw, sawed him in two. Another gory tale from Castle Leslie concerns a cloth or shroud tucked behind a frame under the basement stairs. It's a 3-foot-square folded piece of material.
Well, over there you see the bloody shroud. Charles Radcliffe, Earl of Derwentwater, was beheaded in the Tower of London for treason. When his head fell off, it was wrapped up in that red cloth. It's covered in blood. It stretches out about this far. He was involved in the Jacobite rebellion to put the Catholic King James on the throne instead of the Protestant King William, and so he was taken to the Tower of London and beheaded for treason. He was only 27. He was married. He had 2 children, and as he laid his head on the block, the authorities said, all you have to do is change your religion and you are free. He said, the price you ask is too great. So they sliced his head off, was wrapped up in that red cloth. After 1715, they didn't execute Catholics anymore in England, really. He was about the last. I think one more. He was about the last.
Have you seen it spread out?
Yes.
And it really is blood spattered?
It's about this big. Uh-huh. It's covered in blood. You can see the dark stain. You can see some of them there. That's the middle part. Yes.
Chilling. Very chilling. In fact, Sir John admits that staying overnight alone at Castle Leslie makes him nervous.
Only once or twice I've been in the house completely alone. Mm-hmm. And you hear doors opening and closing for no reason and that kind of thing. And I must say, I don't awfully like it.
There are dozens of charming things at Castle Leslie. The castle looks out over a lake. There's a Della Robbia fireplace, a Laszlo portrait, and a harp belonging to Wordsworth. And jade jewellery from the Empress of China, who Sir John's mother met in Beijing. They were ushered in by dozens of yellow-robed eunuchs. And there's a Bechstein piano on which Lady Randolph Churchill played duets with the Polish composer Paderewski. Sir John says it has a unique tone. Of course, if this music isn't your speed, you can join Sir John on Saturday evenings at The Oasis, County Monaghan's biggest disco. He writes about it for the Leslie Family newspaper.
And the noise, I must say, is tremendous. The whole building shakes. And everyone leaping and dancing and raving. And then I always leave at 2. I get the taxi to come at 2 before the great rush out, when there's a lot of pushing, you know, and drunkenness and so on. But I find the most cheerful and the people so friendly.
Sir John Leslie. You'll find him at Castle Leslie, deep in the woods, 2 hours south of Belfast, inside the Republic. They know how to have fun. To see pictures of the place, check out our website, npr.org.